Today we rejoice in the conquests of the past. The psalmist said in Psalm 22, verse 4, "Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them." We remember the cost. On this day, we think of the sacrifice made by our forefathers that we might have civil and religious liberties. Sadly, those liberties have been curtailed in recent months. While abortion, murder mills, and off-licenses remained open, places of worship were not afforded the same opportunity. If ever we needed to take a stand for freedom, it is today. We not only rejoice in the past and remember the cost, but we rally to the same cause in our day, the cause of freedom. There is still a battle for the Bible. There is still a cause for which to contend, a fight for the faith. There is still a need to guard the gospel. So today, it is right and proper that we give thanks to Almighty God for the great deliverance of 1690. With one of old, we say, "On the banks of that beautiful river, there the bones of our forefathers lie, awaiting the sound of the trumpet to call them to glory on high. In our hearts we will cherish their memories, and we all, like true brethren, will join and praise God for sending us King William to the green grassy slopes of the Boyne."